What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Dor Dickerson, Nicholas Harry Callis here with you on the Fan Morning Show. And on the Fan Hotline right now is our guy, Mark Cabali. Mark, good morning. How are you?
How are you, Dor? And how was the vacation?
It was good. It went fast. And back in the saddle now. Crowley's back tomorrow, your guy. How long did you do yesterday? You were on the show yesterday. How long? Did you do the whole show or like just a couple hours?
I came in at 7, so 3 hours.
Nice. Nice. Getting a little time.
It was fun. Yeah, it was fun.
You ready for football season? It's right around the corner. You ready to go spend some time in the dorm rooms? You stay in the dorm rooms, right, during camp?
No. We got kicked out of the dorm rooms after COVID. So you remember last year, you slept on my
floor. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Airbnb, right?
That's right.
I got the hotel this year, so, you know, you might have to sleep on the couch this year.
That's fine. As long as you invite us, we're all good to spend some time up there in Latrobe with you. As you know, the reason why, I texted you yesterday is the news about Cam Sutton, 8-game suspension. Where does that put the Steelers right now? And is this – something that you think that they anticipated happening at some point, and this amount of games did they anticipate happening at some point with Cam Sutton, and where does that leave them right now as a team?
Well, I don't know if they anticipated 8 games. That's obviously a half a season, but they had to anticipate something. I mean, they didn't come out, and the league didn't come out and tell them, hey, on July 9th or whatever day it was, we're going to suspend Cam Sutton for 8 games. I mean, but surely they knew it was going to be something anywhere between 2, 4, 6 or whatever it was. So they had to prepare accordingly. I mean, I don't think they were shocked by it. But now it takes a little step backwards because Cam Sutton, he came in end of OTAs and he looked pretty good. I mean, he looked pretty good for a guy that, struggled last year with the lines on the outside. And he was a big upgrade at that position. Now they got to take the step back and look where they were before the Cam Sutton signing. And you're looking at guys like Beanie Bishop, the rookie out of West Virginia. You're looking at Josiah Scott, who had a decent year with the Jets 2 years ago, but still just a journeyman. I mean, you got Anthony Averett, a guy they signed after rookie minicamp, a vet from Baltimore, but he's been hurt. And you also have the opportunity, potentially, to bring a guy like Patrick Peterson back into the mix here because of that. So they're not as well off as they were yesterday at this time. But you look at it like this, Dor, and you get through those 8 games, then you could get a pretty significant boost when you bring back Cam Sutton for that stretch run, those 8 games that are going to be probably decide who's going to make the playoffs or not.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Mark Cabali of The Athletic is joining us right now. I mean, if you're in a situation where you have to bring back Patrick Peterson after, you parted ways with him, or if you're in a situation where Beanie Bishop is your answer, a guy that you didn't even draft, that was an undrafted free agent, I mean, you can't be feeling too good about the back end of your defense. And alongside, they also have a hole at number two receiver. Like, did they do their due diligence this offseason of finding a corner? Or do you think that they are just okay with Dante Jackson? Like, I don't know.
I think there's time. I mean, you got a lot of veterans on the free agency market that if things don't work out here in training camp, you can bring them on. I mean, Patrick Peterson being one of them. So those are guys who are not going to need a lot of practice time, so to speak, in training camp to get ready. So you look at that as a potential. And as another thing for the slot corner, I mean, we don't know where a guy like DeMonte KZ is going to fit into right now, too. Mm-hmm. So he could be a guy that can maybe fill in right there. I mean, if that doesn't work out, they might have to go to like plan B and change some scheme up a little bit of what they really wanted to do. So as for receiver, I mean, there's still time left. I mean, free agency market's garbage right now. I don't want Michael Thomas, right?
Right.
I mean, this is a guy that had the big season and played about seven games over the past three or four years. So yeah, you're basically throwing something against the wall if you're bringing him in. I guess there's time to see if anybody gets cut. But even if somebody gets cut September 1st or August 29th, when that final cut day is, that guy's probably not going to be better than what you already have. So unless they can somehow pull off the trade at the end of the training camp, I think they might have made a little bit of a mistake here not trying to get a number two. Well, they tried to get a number two, but it just hasn't worked out as well as they anticipated. And that we could be looking back on this door in a couple months and saying, man, that was the difference right there, man. They needed that number two to get George Pickens free. And right now, I don't think they have that.
Mark, we're a little over 2 weeks away until the Steelers report. I believe they report, July 26th. To Latrobe, and I mean the first game is August 1st. The game is the Hall of Fame game, so we're right around the corner. What are some position battles that you're looking forward to watching and to figuring out?
Well, obviously the right tackle spot, right? If you're having Dan Moore and Troy Fatanu battle, that's out, because I mean you really haven't seen anything much from Fatanu yet because they haven't put pads on. I mean, is he going to get a legit opportunity, or is he going to be like Broderick Jones and need a little bit of time before they feel comfortable of putting it in there? That's number one. I think Zach Frazier is a guy that's obviously going to be thrown in there right away, sink or swim. Let's deal with him, and I think he'll be fine. So I don't know about much of a battle. Let's see who emerges as that two and three. Right now it looks like Van Jefferson is going to be the number two, but who knows with Calvin Austin looking pretty decent. He could be a guy that could be a player as well. And they just got a bunch of receivers that are just all the same right now. So that's definitely a position you have to look at as well. And let's see, you know, another one is, Doran, is let's see where Corey Trice is right now. I mean, you hear about him. We saw him for about a half a practice last year, and he looked good. But let's see how far along he is right now. And if you can get him up to speed and feel comfortable with him, all of a sudden your secondary looks a little bit better. Maybe not at the slot position, but at least depth-wise on the outside.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Is it okay to say that Pat Freiermuth will be the number two receiver this
year? Right now he is. Yeah. Right now he's definitely the guy. I mean, he had an instant connection with Russell Wilson in OTA's training camp. I think he went out to San Diego, threw with him a little bit. Russell likes to throw the ball underneath, short, quick passes. Freiermuth is extremely talented. He just has had some bad luck staying healthy. If he's able to stay healthy, yeah, I could see him really opening up a lot of – I know Russell Wilson doesn't like to throw to the middle of the field. That's what the analytics say. But if Pat Freiermuth's open in the middle of the field, I'm sure Russell Wilson's talented enough to throw him the ball there. So right now, that might be their saving grace right now. If Freiermuth turns into that guy that he looked like he was going to be and has the ability to be, then all of a sudden that takes a lot of pressure off of guys like Roman Wilson and guys like Calvin Austin, Van Jefferson, Quez Watkins, and you can go down the line about 15 other ones. But, yeah, Freiermuth's a big key too.
Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Did you see the comments that Joe Burrow had about TJ Watt?
I briefly saw him. I was more interested in him and his crazy idea of the 18-game schedule.
Yeah, how do you feel about that, actually? Let's revert to that. The 18-game schedule, and he said, what, two bye weeks? He said during one of the bye weeks you have the Pro Bowl games. How do you feel about his little theory there?
That's goofy, man. Yeah. Imagine anybody wanting to play in the Pro Bowl, even if it is just, you know, something like skills competition on week 12 or week 13. You'll have nobody showing up. You'll have guys like Kyle Allen, Steelers' third string quarterback, being a Pro Bowler at that point. That's kind of crazy right there. But I understand where he's getting at, where, you know, you need, if you're going to go 18 games, you better do something to give the guys time off. But the Pro Bowl thing is just ridiculous.
It really is. I was like, I mean, okay. Like, what? I guess you would
stick to quarterbacking.
Right. I do think that he's going to be primed for a big year this year, though. I think he has a chip on his shoulder. I think he definitely wants to prove it. He said that in his comments on Part of My Take, too. He said in his comments that, you know, he feels like people are forgetting about him. People are overlooking him. I think that, obviously, it doesn't bode well for the Steelers if he does have a chip on his shoulder, but I think he's going to have a pretty good year this year.
Yeah, I mean, you still have some issues at the third wide receiver spot. The running back, I think, who is it, Zach Moss.
Yeah.
The offensive line has gotten better, but it's still a work in progress. So if you could keep him upright, yeah. I mean, he has as much talent in the world. He got two of the best receivers at his disposal as well. So, I mean, yeah, you can't count him out. He just has to stay healthy.
Thank you, Mark. You're the man.
All right, Dorn. You have fun there with Harry Callis. By the way, did you know that Harry Callis got struck out by Mason Miller in college?
I did. He brings that up all the time. That's his buddy. I think that's his buddy. That's your buddy?
That's about the seventh time I brought it up in the past 24 hours.
He also lost in the hot dog eating contest, as you probably know.
I heard that. I heard he choked.
Okay. No, all right. Yeah. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Well, there he goes. Mark Cabali of The Athletic. Wow, he had to get that shot in at you, Callis, like right at the end. Like, what was that about? Does he bring that up to you all the time about Mason Miller?
No, he doesn't. I just told him because they were talking about him being an all-star and good local stories, and Jeff was like, oh, and our guy Harry Callis played with him. So I was like, yeah, Mark, I played with him.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.